Shit like this just tickles my fancy. It really does, man. It gets me all pumped up as I get my day going. Heading, this man sent his date an invoice after she ghosted him. Dating can be costly. And this girl goes on to say that after a date, and she ended up not following up with him. And I always talk about that in dating, that it happens quite a bit, where you take a girl out for drinks and a meal, and all of a sudden she disappears. For whatever her reason is, doesn't let you know. And I understand a woman's perspective, because one of the things that I've talked about with people was the aspect of the blowback that they get. Meaning if they go on a date and they don't feel that connection and they don't want to take it any further, then that's their version of nicely laying the dog down. And while I understand that, I think you could still be upfront with somebody, let them know in a respectful way. Then if they want to get crazy and you block them and then get rid of it, and you keep screenshots to remind everyone and anyone that you did the right thing and you went about it in a classy way. But in this case in point, this girl just ended up going on a date and just disappeared, ghosted. Voila. I mean, it's something that happens. I deal with it all the time. And what this guy ended up doing, which was hilarious, he sends the girl an invoice for the dinner. Fucking great. Brilliant. And the girl obviously gets offended because, of course, why would the guy send her a bill for the dinner? I mean, it was pretty cheap, actually. It was $40. Good for him, though. I usually get 60 to 100 bucks, depending on how many beers we have and drinks. But she goes on and puts it on Twitter, and she says, you can't make this stuff up, right? As far as the guy sending her a bill. And what do you expect? And she got a lot of blowback, you know, obviously, both for her side and against her side, to the point that the blowback was bad, that she had to go ahead and put her post private. You know, she wanted to get people to rally on her viewpoint, but then my assumption is because she had to put it private, that it's something that she realized that, you know, a lot of people are not going to be on board with that. And in this article, it goes on to say, like, many different quotes that were posted for that particular picture that she put up with her invoice. One of them was, if you don't have the decency to text the guy back, he's in every right to make you pay for the meal. Only fair. And another one says, so many girls just expect the guy to pay for everything. You know. And then this girl, her rebuttal was saying, you as a woman are not obligated to give a man anything in exchange for a cheap dinner. She argued. And whoa, I mean, this is the part that I always go back to, right? I mean, I've said so many podcasts about that, how shit, when it comes to dealing with guys and dating, whenever someone does something for you, you better have the common courtesy to understand that there's an expectation of communication, of honesty. Even if you don't want to fuck, that's fine. I mean, no one's going to go ahead and give you a hard time about you not want it to go any further. I think people understand if there's not a connection or anything. But if you're taking shit for free, you got to have the common decency to follow up with somebody and just say, hey, listen, I'm not interested in a second date. Best good luck to you in future endeavors. But at this point, I'm not wanting to go any further with you. You know, you got to give them feedback. And I think that's something that people lose the whole perspective. Because again, I mean, women are entitled in this world of dating, of getting free meals, getting free drinks, and having these guys just throw this stuff at him. And this guy had the audacity, you know, he's pissed off. And I don't blame him, because dating is expensive for us guys. You know, we have to go out, and it's basically for a girl to have all these free meals, these free drinks, and then she decides whether she wants to go further with a guy or not. And I get it. And that's the game, that's the way the game is played. So I don't understand that, right? But then they go ahead and then talk about how this movement and how women are being objectified as well. I mean, we can just go nonstop with this, but this is just an example, in my opinion, of how common courtesy is not exercised in the slightest way. You would think, and everyone that's in a relationship right now, or it's like thinking, wow, I mean, I would think I'll do that. You know, you think it's common sense, but it's not. It's really a savage world out there, and the women get away with it. And it's like one of those things where I scratch my head and say, oh my God, I mean, don't you see the concept of you going out for free on a man's dime and you thinking that he's not expecting anything? I mean, what did you expect? If you were to out paying for people all the time and you having them go out on your dime, I mean, do you expect at least a thank you or follow up? I mean, I've had dates where no one followed up with me. They got 4 or 5 cups of wine on the house and they're like, yeah, I'll follow up with you. And they never did. You know, it's like it never, you know, they get free dinner, they get free, you know, drinks and dinner, and they want to make it that way because they want to make their time getting ready for you, putting on their makeup, picking out an outfit. All these things have to be worth their time. And I get it, but you have to at least have the understanding of giving feedback. You at least have to ingrain that in your head, ladies, that it's just not about you fucking just having a free meal and then you don't have to own up to it. And you gotta be a big girl about it. You gotta put those big girl panties on. And I just thought I was so fucking cool that they did that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like this guy went ahead and sent an invoice. And I'm tempted to do that shit now. You know, I mean, this guy gives me the courage to go ahead and send the fucking bill. You know, and I hope they put me on blast. Shit. I hope they do. You know, because it's like, it's the right thing to do. It's like, you know, I'm putting your ultimate mega blast on this thing, you know, but they don't know about my podcasting. You know, I tell people I podcast, but they dismiss it. Like, they don't sit there and say, well, let me listen to a few of them. They don't care. They're like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, that's it. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, just be careful. Tread lightly. Because you may be the next topic of conversation. I may have you on here. I may go on a 15-minute rant about you, right? That's kind of how, but they don't understand that. Like, they're so archaic in the thinking. It's like, podcasting, you know, they don't think I have the understanding of being a mini engineer and producing all these hits. You know, this is like the most fun podcast that no one listens to. It really is. You know, I always go on a rant. I'm like, oh, man, I get bored listening. Maybe I like listening to myself. Who knows? But yeah, I just think it was very good, and I was reading another article this weekend about that, about how, you know, now as far as how men basically are saying that porn and dating apps are the reason why women are being objectified, and this whole Me Too movement had to come about. And I'm saying to myself, no, this has been happening since the, you know, my parents' time and my grandparents' time. As far as women being objectified, if anything, we've progressed with how we view women as our equal. I mean, obviously, there's some men that are misogynistic, right? I mean, there's some men that are going to view women as an inferior, are going to view women as somebody that they just fuck, as they just stay home and cook and clean and suck dick. That's it. You know, that's how some women are going to be viewed by men, and you're never going to change that, right? But I think that at this day and age, we're less, we don't view women, or there's more men out there that view women as their equal, as a partner, as somebody they want to appease. I mean, how you know, I watch all these fucking videos with these kids. You know, YouTube has become a place where a lot of these stay-at-home moms just create these shows with their 5 or 6 kids. That's all they do. And they make probably around $50,000 to $100,000 off the advertisements. And the kids love that. So imagine this now in this day and age. A mom that stays home that probably lives in fucking Ohio, right? Where the guy can just go work and get a big house and everything is great. Because in Florida, shit, you're trying to have a guy, a mom stay home and the guy pay for the bills. He's got to be making $100,000 at least, $100,000, $150,000 depending where you're living at. I mean, he's basically got to be making 6 digits and then some to even possibly provide a woman to stay home. Now, you could do that maybe in Kansas. You could probably do it in other regions of the country. So these people that create all these YouTube shows, right, they have like 5 or 6 kids at home. They have a big house. And you just see them, the mom, just running the show, editing and doing all this shit. I don't blame her. Good for her. I mean, this is a great way. This is a great day and age, I believe, anyway, to do all this shit. So, and then they'll have excerpts of the dad, and he's just so emasculated. You can just tell he's like the happy wife, happy life mindset. It's like, you know, all these shows that I watch where there's, you know, moms involved, it's like the dad, it's like, eh, dad is dad. He's just there. You know, they don't think highly of him. It's just so fascinating how women are empowered to just men, make the men emasculated or just make them not be part of the team. It's just really weird. And that's just an observation. That's not really factual or not. But I see it being more out there. It's more exposed as seeing these men as, oh, okay, the wife is not happy. Hee hee. I got to go. You know, it's like, I got to stay out of her way. Where it's like, it's just a very interesting dynamic that I get to see. And I think that the internet exposes all of these different households and dynamics and things that are going on. So, yeah, going back to that, I just feel when I read that comment or that article about, you know, women, dating apps and porn making it worse for women, I don't think so. I think women have always been objectified. They've always been looked upon as being inferior. And I think that now in this day and age with all this awareness, things have gotten better. But, you know, it's never enough. It's like the whole, you know, people of color plight. It's never enough. You know, at some point, you got to pick up yourself and do better, right? I mean, we got to have some self-accountability. And I think in this case in point, it's what it goes back to. Chivalry versus feminism. Which one are you going to have, right? You can't go ahead and expect things, guys to pay on dates, but then be treated as equal. It's like, pick your poison, ladies. Which one do you want? Do you want to mutually split the bill and be treated as your equal? And then you don't have to follow up with anybody. You don't have to worry about a guy sending you an invoice. And I've seen this before. I've seen not only invoices, but I've seen Venmo payments. You know, Venmo, it's like this application where I can wire money to my buddy from one checking account to another. Like, let's just say we both go out and he pays the tab. I'm like, oh, I'm going to Venmo you half of it, right? You can do stuff like that nowadays. So I've seen guys, and they post that shit on Instagram, where they'll say, "Yup, I send my date a Venmo request for money." And I get it. I mean, I fucking get it, because these girls think they can get away with a free meal or two and not be accountable for communication. And that's all you're asking for. I'm not saying that some guys definitely want to fuck or get something out of it. I get it, right? But you got to be a little bit better about that. If you're going to go out there and you're just going on because you're bored or you want to get a free meal, just don't be shocked if you get a fucking invoice. And I'm good for this guy, you know. And then it's funny, because the feedback I'm reading from that article, it's like over 1,000 comments. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's like etiquette. And a lot of people are saying the same thing I'm saying. It's like, well, you know, there's an understanding that a woman doesn't owe the guy anything, but man, you gotta at least let him know, hey, I'm not interested. Now, if he wants to be a dick about it, by all means, right? But a quick text of saying, hey, thank you for dinner, we're not a match, I wish you the best type of thing, I don't think that's hard. Like, that's the way I would go about doing it. Like, right now, if I'm talking to somebody, right, and if that girl, I'm not interested, I'm gonna be honest with her. I'm gonna be like, look, listen, I'm not interested, I don't think we'll go any further. I would love to stay in touch as friends. If you want to, I'll be there to talk, but you know, this is not going to go any further. I have no problems with that, and I think that's the right thing to do. But the fact that she's trying to put this guy on blast and it backfired, fucking love it. I mean, you guys out there, smarten up, man. These ladies are out getting free meals, and you know, they're sulking over their plan A, you know, not wanting to be with them, because that's how it is with women. It's like, they, you know, we all, not all of us, but I think women in particular, it's like they're always going after the guy, the challenge, the dickhead, the guy they can't get, and they're just scratching their head at home as to why that guy that doesn't want them is being so complicated. But then they'll have five or six guys that do want them, that do want to be with them, that do want to kind of make them their own, and they just dismiss that. But they, at the same time, they'll say, okay, well, let me go ahead and get a free meal out of it. You know, you ladies are scandalous. We're exposing you. And I think guys are pretty much saying, hey, listen, if you want to be equal, then you got to be paying for your own fucking meals and then some, all right?